Boylan Talk Sport, where the margins are razor thin, the heartbreak is detailed, and someone is always 4 points up with 2 minutes to go.
Brendan covers a lot of ground this week. A senior football defeat that raises uncomfortable questions, a penalty shootout that he thinks never should have happened, and the bittersweet possibility that some of hurling's greatest names may have just played their last big game.
Let's start with the championship results that left Meath supporters doing some very painful arithmetic.
Two results, same county, same weekend. And the post on the senior defeat frames it precisely. John Cleary's crew didn't need a goal to pull off a win that, from the perspective of the losing side, is as hard to decipher as it is to stomach.
Hard to decipher and hard to stomach. That's the combination that keeps supporters awake. Meath racked up 124 and still lost, with a crossbar and a defender's hand turning away efforts that would have changed everything.
The minor result gets a degree of sympathy, youth and inexperience as mitigating factors. The senior implosion at Park Urin gets considerably less. Cork have now stretched their buffer over Meath to 5 wins from 7 recent meetings.
Meanwhile, hurling's version of the same anxiety plays out in there's probably no perfect system. The quiet dread that TJ Reid and Noel McGraw may have just bowed out of their respective campaigns in circumstances that feel wholly unworthy of either man.
On to the game that ended in spot kicks, and the strong view that it should never have come to that.
The Leinster Minor Football Championship final between Meath and Kildare ended not on the pitch, but from 12 yards. And the argument here is that the whole mechanism is wrong, not just the outcome.
The post is unambiguous on that point from the opening line. There's no need for such cruelty to be used to decide games of such magnitude on penalties. Another case of the GAA hierarchy bowing to the whingers, fixing something that wasn't even broken.
And the credibility of that argument rests on what came before it. Meath were 4 points up with 2 minutes left in normal time. 2 up with 2 minutes left in extra time. The penalties weren't a coin flip between equals. They were the cost of not closing out a game they had in hand.
Kildare won all 3 coin tosses on the night, including the one deciding which end the penalties would be taken at, and Greg Kelly's late goal, arriving after the allotted overtime had already elapsed, is what forced the shootout in the first place.
So Meath got outmaneuvered tactically, got unlucky structurally, and then got beaten in the shootout. That is a lot of things going wrong in sequence.
The post is clear that the criticism of the penalty format is not a sore loser argument. Meath created enough chances to have won well before extra time was ever on the horizon, and the honest accounting is there in the match report.
There's also a specific human cost named here. Captain Harry McGurk, described as imperious throughout the campaign to date, was ended up on the wrong end of a penalty shootout he did nothing to deserve.
I do feel particularly crestfallen for the immense Harry McGurk. The O'Maney's man has been imperious throughout the campaign to date, was again tonight, and our skipper didn't deserve what fate dealt him at the end tonight.
That's the part that cuts through. The system critique is abstract. McGurk's name makes it concrete.
There's also a footnote worth noting. Among the Kildare players on the night was Fiacra Martin, son of former Meath goalkeeper Connor Martin, which gives the result a layer of irony the post acknowledges without dwelling on.
2 weekends, same recurring theme. Games decided by the finest of margins, or by mechanisms that feel like they belong in a different sport entirely.
And somewhere in the background, the question of which great players will still be around next season. More of that to come.